No, not at all. We treat every game the same. Same mentality, you know, as far as preparation, going out to practice and doing the same things, getting in the routine and just sticking with it.
How important is it to stay in that routine and not let the other things get in the way?
It's very important because you don't want your season to be a roller coaster ride, you know, up and down, you know. You don't know what team is going to show up. And we're just trying to, you know, get an identity for ourselves, and we're going to play fast and physical, and we're going to show up every week.
Coach Quinn says they're moving you around to different places on the field. Do you enjoy that?
Oh, I love it. And, you know, it gives defenses fits because they don't know where I'm going, or they are just playing inside, outside. And also sometimes I'm a need that double team. They're going to need the double team in. It's going to allow my other teammates to get open and have one-on-one, and I have all the confidence in the world that they're going to go out there and be the guy that's man-to-man.
What's the challenge for you in moving around like that? What's the hardest part?
It's not hard at all. You know, you just got to study. And that's it. Like, I mean, just go out there and execute. I mean, it's not hard at all.
What do you see from their secondary?
They got a lot of talent over there in the secondary. A lot of guys can run, physical guys, come up, hit you. But like I said earlier, we still got to go out there and play Falcon football. You know, I got to go out there and just be on my cues, you know, me and Matt and all the other guys out there, and take full responsibility of our job.
Did you reach out to Dez, or did Dez reach out to you about the foot?
Neither. You know, Dez will be okay, you know, for us, you know, rehabbing and getting back right. But I don't know how long it's going to take him or whatever, but I hope everything's go well for him.
Coach Quinn had preached the fast, physical way that he wanted you guys to play all throughout the offseason and training camp. You guys are doing it. For you, what do you credit to that quick start?
Everybody just buying into it. You know, it was a new start for us. Like you said, Dan Quinn, he challenged us early on to be the best offseason we can possibly have in 2015. And with that mindset, it's rolling over to the season. Now he's challenging us to have, you know, the best season we can possibly have. And he just challenges us every day. You know, when we come in the team meeting early on in the morning, he gets your mind right back to it. Like, okay, I'm challenging you. Let's go. Let's compete. So,
you guys ever had a down day?
No down days. No down days. You know, you can always get better at your craft, but he always challenging us. We never satisfied.
Well, Leo, not comparing Kyle to, you know, Dirk or anything, but mm-hmm. Do you feel like his system suits you better and for what you can do?
Kyle, he makes everything look the same, and that's going to cause, you know, I mean, defenses to – they really can't beat in on me, you know. Instead of playing left side, right side. Kyle got me inside, outside. He got trips. I'm playing pretty much every position, tight end position, pretty much everything, and he does a great job with that. And I say his offense has been doing pretty good for me this year.
What's the different skill set ball when you move from outside to inside? Like, what's the difference?
Now you got to see if they're able to put a corner on you, or they're gonna have to put a linebacker or a safety on you. You know, and my mindset is like, I got a linebacker on me. You know what I mean? Like, 9 times out of 10, I'm gonna win that matchup.
Talk about it, giving defenses fit. Do you see that? Do you see them communicating, hey, where's 11, where's 11, that kind of thing?
Yeah, you can definitely see the coverage slanted to me, you know, and Dallas, they've been known to do that a little bit when they play like a known receiver. They'll kind of cheat the safety to the side, but I don't know how they're going to play us. But, you know, we just got to be ready for everything.
They usually use safeties, not linebackers or anything like that?
Yeah, just pretty much the safety. They kind of, you know, help out over the top.
Usually receivers your size can't play kind of that inside, I guess, scat wide receiver role. It's kind of a unique skill set. Do you think that's what gives defenses a lot of trouble with you?
I try to work on, you know, every aspect of my game for us. If I'm inside, outside, route running, like going against a linebacker, safeties, corner, it doesn't matter. I'm trying to be the same every time. So I think it's a credit to me for us, you know, having that ability to go inside, like you said, and being able to move around inside with quickness.
You've talked about playing every position. So far, that's been with about 4 or 5 in this offense.
It's a lot. But, you know, it's good. Like Kyle, he finds ways to get you open. And the only way you don't get open is if you don't study, you know, and be where you need to be at.
How huge is it for if they are rolling coverage over you that you can get Roddy going, it can get Hank going, yeah, or even Tammy, any of the other guys?
Oh, most definitely. If you're cheating coverage, because, if you got a guy that's, pretty good athlete doing work, defense coordinators usually try to, roll to his side and try to eliminate those big plays and things like that. So I have all the confidence in the world. Tammy, Roddy, Leonard, anybody we got in there are gonna beat me in the mirror.